Is this your first time, right?
First time.
First time to the Catoctin Association. He's from Cannonsburg Church in Kentucky. So, Newkeep, Brother Amy, pray.
I do need your prayers. I certainly feel humbled to be able to be here amongst God's people. We've been meeting 256 years. I consider it a privilege. So glad and thankful for the opportunity to be here today. Is this thing on or not?
Yeah, it's on. You're going to have to carry you up.
I never used one of these before, like this. I had one a few years ago. It would have really done me good if I'd have had it back in my blue suede shoes days back in 1957 when I was in high school. But I had one of these a few years ago. And there's a Veterans Day parade in Arnton, Ohio. It's the oldest Veterans Day parade in the United States. It's been continuously. It's kind of like the Catoctin Association. And I played with music with these guys, and we had a float. I could set my amp up on the float where the power was at, and I had one of these little things like this that you plugged into a Fender Stratocaster. And I'd walk along behind the float, me and the bass player, we both had one, and we'd walk along behind the float. People couldn't figure out how that sound was getting, coming out of that float where the rest of the guys was at. They were up there playing their harmonicas and their fiddles. But, you know, God has got a way of taking the joy out of such things as that. And it didn't satisfy me all that long after that. Whenever God gets a hold of you and shows you what He wants you to do, you can cut loose from a lot of things.
Yes, sir.
And I thank God for it.
Amen.
I had a Chrysler minivan full of guitars, and I've given 3 each to both of my sons and some of my grandchildren, my guitars and fiddles, and it's just, there's no joy in it anymore. There's no joy in it. The joy that is in this world, in this heart of mine today, is joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's from God. Nothing else. There's nothing else. And nothing that could have done anything for me that would give me any more joy than God's goodness and His grace that He's bestowed upon me. We read in this book, folks, it says, the secret things belong to our God, but the things which are revealed belong to us and our children, that we might do all the words. It says W-O-R-D-S, the words of this law. It does not say works. It doesn't say works. It says that we may do all the words of this law. So, that makes me to know, that makes me to know that a man could not, there was nothing that a man could do. If the law could make nothing perfect, it sure couldn't bring about salvation. But thanks be to God for His goodness, His grace, and His mercy that He so richly bestowed upon His people. And just like Brother Joe was preaching a little bit ago, and he was talking about Joseph being down there in Egypt and all the things that the old patriarch Joseph, the things that he went through, and how God blessed him beyond measure. Time after time after time. Everything that Joseph undertook, God blessed him. it was, and you read it, you get in and you study it and you read it and look at it, it said, for God was with you.
Yeah.
How many times did it say that? I never did count it, but it's full of it. God was with him, and everything that Joseph done, God blessed it. And folks, I want you to know today that here we are up here in the very end. We might as well say in the end of the world, as far as we know. We don't know whether we got tomorrow or not. God is with us. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Which is God with us. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, preached unto the Gentiles, seen of angels, and received up into glory. How wonderful it is that we can have this treasure in earthen vessels and be able to look to him and to have fellowship with a God who knows exactly what's going on. That don't make no difference. If there's a termite under this building, it's chewing on it. God knows exactly all about it. He's everywhere present and nowhere absent. He knows what's going on in this old sin-cursed world. And to pick a people, before the foundation of the world, I don't have to talk long. You're going to know that I'm an old primitive Baptist. I may not have been one near as long as some of you have, but I can't hardly praise God without coming back to that. That God chose a people before the foundation of this world in Christ, that they should be holy and without blame in him, of him in love. Without blame before God. And he chose a people and he is able. Folks, salvation is of God. I don't know what people think that they're doing in some of these places. I think what a lot of them are wanting to do, they're wanting to build them a mega church. They're wanting to have a big following. We talked about this coming up the road this morning. Some of the conversation I could catch and some of it I couldn't catch between Brother Joe and Brother David, but some of it I could catch and know what they were talking about. People have got everything in their mind. They're wanting to do this or do that. Always got a big program. One brother called it a big production, what it amounts to. Some kind of a big production, some kind, impressed the flesh. But thanks be to God. We're here to give God the praise, the honor, and glory. For he chose his people. He chose a people in Christ before the foundation of the world. And you can't preach that just anywhere. And I thank be to God that God bought me out. God brought me out of the organized religion and brought me to a place where I could see the salvation of my soul preached and to know and understand that Christ said, upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And God was good and gracious enough to a ham-legged fellow like me to show me where that church is at. I'm looking at it this day. I believe I'm looking at God's people. And how wonderful it is. How wonderful it is to get together. Even before you get to the meeting house, before you get to the meeting and see brother you haven't seen for months, before you get there, you ride with someone and you have sweet peace and fellowship.
Amen.
And you enjoy God's goodness and his grace as you drive up and down the road. How wonderful it is to have that fellowship and that peace in your heart and in your life. You know where it comes from. Never a man spake like this. Right. Whenever you're driving along and God blesses you and stirs up your pure mind and makes you to know. He said, when it said he is blessed with all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places, you're in a heavenly place then, regardless of who's driving or where you're at. If you're out behind the woodshed chopping wood, getting ready to build a fire or whatever you're doing, plowing, mowing your grass, if God blesses you and his spirit comes down on you, it is God with us. How wonderful it is to have this treasure in earthen vessels. I think about these things continuously. Sometimes I can't get away. I can't get away from thinking about how good God has been to me. Why he would reach down and take a fellow like me and place him in the church with his people. His people that know salvation is by God and God alone. Jonah come to that conclusion. He come to it in a hard way. And I'm kind of like Jonah. There's some things that I've had to learn the hard way, and I'm grateful for that because I can't forget them. They stick with you. And you hang on to it. But thanks be to God this morning for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. I thought I'd see some different people here today that I hadn't seen for a while. I know I see people here that I've never saw before. But I thought maybe I'd see some of the other brethren I hadn't seen for a while. But we're glad and thankful today to be here. And I want to mention this about dear old brother Eddie Lyle. Prayer was mentioned for him. We want to keep this dear brother in our prayers. I was at the Hall Run meeting here a week or two ago. Some of you were there. Brother Fowler and Brother Boots was there, and Brother Junior, some of them were there at that meeting. And it was done my heart good to see this dear old brother at his home church and to see him once more trying his best to hold a meeting for God's people. And it was a wonderful meeting, I have to say that. God was in the midst and blessed everyone immensely. And this dear old brother used to come to the Tannisburg Church. I mean, when I first came there, and God showed me that this is where the church is at. I have to be truthful about it, folks. I know when God saved me. That was several years ago. I know when God saved me. But there was a time. There was times in my life that I was absolutely starved to death for something to feed this inward man. Besides doing this or proving this or doing something else. Meet some kind of condition. It's up to you. You know, couldn't never tell you that God has all of Christ said it is finished.
Amen.
It is finished. And God showed me and brought me to that place. And I heard the gospel of my salvation preached in that little Bethel spot. And I found me a home. I found me a home among the old Baptist people. And it don't make no difference if I'm in McDonough, Georgia, or at the Hall Run Church in North Carolina, or wherever I'm at up in Ohio, or wherever I'm at among the old Baptist people, the old primitive Baptist people. God is able to bless you beyond measure with his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. And I think about poor old brother Eddie Lyle. He'd come to our church, and he would sit on the front seat over there. Him and Brother Glenn Lovey. Brother Glenn died about 5 years ago. He was in his 90s when he died. And they would have this powwow between them. Brother Eddie Lyle would say, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." How many times have you ever heard him say that? That was one of his favorite sayings, was "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." And folks, you know as well as I do, when God blesses you with his goodness, his grace, and his mercy, you just can't keep your mouth shut. You have to say it. That's the way it is. And old Brother Glenn Lilly, when he would look at him, and he'd say, "Unto God be all the praise and honor and glory." And it was a wonderful thing just to watch those two brethren, to sit in the house and watch those two brethren, how they would correspond with each other in a good meeting. And so we're thankful for that. I don't want to talk a whole lot about these things about what's going on in the past among the brethren, but I do want you to know that God knew all down throughout the ages, God had a people. They didn't have exactly what we have today. Up here in the right in the last few days, we don't know how much longer we've got, but we're up here in the fullness of time. In the fullness of time, in the mature, what we can see of it now, the mature age of the Gentile church, the way it looks to me. They didn't have what we have today, but they had Christ, because it tells us in the Holy Scriptures, the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did testify of those things unto them. And Job said, I know. And Job was before Abraham. If we understand what we read about the history of the Bible, Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that the latter day that he shall stand upon this earth, and my eyes shall see him, and not another, although my reins be consumed within me. Job knew that. He knew that his Redeemer would stand upon this earth, and he knew there would be a day. And all these old patriarchs, these all died in faith, not having received the promises. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us would not be made perfect. And we're none of us are perfect yet. None of us are perfect yet. We're all still just a work in progress. Each and every one of us, we're a work in progress. We're to submit ourselves unto God's goodness, His grace, and His mercy. And just like the brother has preached unto us this morning, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Who else could we look to besides Him? Who else could we look to see us through the trials and the troubles and the temptations and things that are coming up on us in this old world today? And it's just like Paul told Timothy. He told him, Paul knew that his time was running out. And he talked to Timothy and told him, he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, that you preach the word, that before the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. We don't have anything else to preach except the word. And just like in that scripture I quoted to begin with, that we're to do all the words of this law. It is the word. That's where the secret is at. And it's just like in the book of the Revelations. When he talked, when John was talking and Christ was talking to the Philadelphia church, he said, thou hast kept my word, his word. That's what we're to keep, is his word. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. This is 2 Timothy chapter 4. But he told Timothy, his own son. He claimed this is his own son. And you know, Timothy done a lot of traveling with Apostle Paul. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Only way we can keep that faith, folks, is if that faith keeps us. That faith that was once delivered unto the saints, like the brethren preaching unto us. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but all them that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come unto me shortly. I wondered about that last scripture for different times. I wondered about that. If actually Paul wanted Timothy to visit him, or if he knew that his departure was at hand and he wanted to assure Timothy that he'd meet him in heaven. I just wondered about that. But thanks be to God. God knows every child of grace. He's not going to leave one behind. He knows every one of them, each and every one of them, who they are and where they're at, and he's going to deliver. So, we're so glad and thankful today. I don't know about you. Some of you folks here, but I'm thankful that God has blessed me to be here today. I so much wanted to come up here for a good while. I haven't been able to travel like I'd like to, but I'm glad and thankful that God blessed me to be here today and see some folks that I haven't seen for a while and meet new folks. But more than anything else, I'm thankful for God's goodness, His grace, and His mercy upon us. Where would we be today? Where would we be today? I know where I'd have been a long time ago had God not rescued me and showed me where the church was at. The church that Christ said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. They never have, they never will. God has chose His people, and He knows exactly where each and every one of them is at, and He's able to deliver from things seen and unseen. I don't want to take up all your time this morning. It seems like sometimes I can get up and just fall right into something, but I don't want to take up all your time this morning, but I'm glad and thankful for the privilege to be here among just a handful of God's people. And to be at this meeting, see my brothers and sisters. You may not remember me now. Down the road, a few days from now, you may not remember me. But I hope to walk the streets of glory with each and every one of you. Because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we might even ask or think, according to His power that worketh in us. Unto Him be praise in the church, through Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. He's to have all the praise, all the honor, all the glory in the church. That's where it's at. And if he ain't getting it, where some of these people are going, I got news for him. It ain't the church. Now, that's not good English, but I think you can understand it. If God is not getting the praise, the honor, and glory, it's not the church. Or just like the brethren said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And it's hard. It's hard when God blesses you not to be able to praise His name for all His abundant blessings upon His people. I thank you this morning for your patience and your attention. God bless every one of you.